Hello, everybody. Just wanted to chat to you today about the banks, about what's going on with the banks, because there's a whole bunch of people missing money. Now, what I'm wondering is this. Do these people have PayPal accounts that's taking money from their accounts because they'll be hooked up? You know, why only these certain people that are missing so much money? Have a look at this video.
So I'm a Bank of America, and everybody's missing money. I'm also missing money over $1,300, and they're telling me to call customer service. And they keep hanging up on people. This another person here is also missing money. So we're trying to see what's going on. Money's missing today, and we need our money. And they're already telling us to call customer service. And customer service ain't doing nothing about it. So just a heads up, if anybody's experiencing this, please let us know, because this is not right. I'm missing $1,400 from my account. And they're telling me that there's no way they can help us. This guy's missing money too. This other person is missing money too. And these, you missing money too? There you go. So this is not something that's just one person. This is everybody's happening to them. And this is crazy. This is very crazy. Yes, Bank of America decided to take people's money without their consent. And we're asking what's going on, and they're giving us a runaround. Everybody for the same thing, man. Same thing.
Just have a look at what they're doing to Jeremy McKenzie, a veteran here from Canada. The Scotiabank is just jerking him right off. Have a look.
Yeah, so like I said, calling to give you just the courtesy of a heads up that you will receive a letter kind of early next week letting you know that the bank decided to end their banking relationship with you. The bank determined that this relationship is outside of its risk appetite. So typically we don't call customers in these situations, but I recognize you've been a long time client of the bank, so wanted to call to give you the courtesy of the heads up.
which part of it is too risky for the bank? Is that my military pension?
I'm afraid I don't have any other details.
So they just send you the messenger guy right on.
Just the messenger here. So sorry about that. And just to let you know, so your branch was just made aware of the news this afternoon. So, and again, they don't have any further information. It was a decision made at the head office.
Head office. Who would that be?
I don't have any other information in terms of names or anything like that.
Why would anybody want to be accountable for anything? That would be foolish. Sorry, continue, please.
Pardon me?
I said sorry, continue, please.
Okay. I understand the frustration. So also, as part of ending the relationship, so as of today, you're not to visit any of the Scotiabank branches or bank premises in person without first getting written consent in advance from the bank, from management. So
I'm banned from the bank.
You first have to just reach out and get written consent before you physically come onto any bank premises. As part of ending the
relationship. I'm going to go out on a limb and assume that there's no reason given for that either, and no one's accountable, and there's no one to call for that.
I'm afraid, I don't have any other information beyond that. Again, I know there's lots you can do online. Obviously, I'm sure you bank online already, but you're welcome to email your branch. If there's anything you need help with.
I can email them, but I can't go in and speak to them in person without written consent.
Exactly. So you can email the branch. You can talk about figuring out a way if there's anything you need to do. Yep, but you'll need to email them first, yeah.
Well, there's a lot I need to do. I have mortgages and vehicle loans and business, like...
Yep.
And this is effective when? Like right now?
So the way it will work, so you'll receive the letter, and then you will have 30 days from when you get the letter before your accounts will be closed. So it's not that your accounts will be closed immediately. The letter will spell out kind of the details of how things will work and next steps for each of your accounts. So you'll get more detail there. And that should answer most of your questions. Definitely recommend kind of that you start sooner than later looking for a different bank or alternative arrangements with another institution.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Yep. Okay. But again, and so you'll have detail in the letter on each of your accounts and how things will. So, and you should have the letter. I expect it would arrive probably Monday or Tuesday. You should have it.
Right on.
Yeah, and the letter will also include some contact information there if you do want to raise any kind of other questions or concerns. There'll be an email address and a phone number as well on the letter. Although I will caution you, like a lot of banks right now, that calling that phone number, you may not get somebody right away.
Yeah, you don't get people when you call the bank. You get no one. It's kind of a mess.
Yeah. I understand. So again, those were the key things I wanted to let you know, and wanted to give you this call just so that you had a heads up and you didn't just get that letter and not have the benefit of at least a heads up.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. So just to recap, I'm being debanked. I'm banned from the bank. There is no reasons given. There is no one to contact. And that's it. Is that about right?
So just there will be some contact information on that letter that you can use. And again, if there's anything you need help with in terms of your accounts, your actual kind of day-to-day banking services that you can't do yourself online, you can email your branch and get some help from them there. And you can discuss with them if there's anything that you feel like you might need to do in person. But
right.
Please, yeah.
Well, I might need to sue them because I feel like this is a predatory, this is discriminatory because of my legal situation. But that's something else I'll have to talk to somebody else about.
I understand the frustration, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's not frustration. This is catastrophically ruinous to most people. I can't imagine this is something typically people deal with, so I don't appreciate people saying you understand, because you certainly don't. Have you ever been debanked before and had your mortgage cut? I mean, my children live there. So, what, were they just homeless now? Or, like, these are things I have to deal with now. So please don't, you know, condescend to me and say that you understand my frustration. This is far beyond frustration, sir.
Okay. I get it.
Is that it? Otherwise, I'll clearly... Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's it. I just wanted to let you know, though, there'll be a bit more detail in the letter around your mortgage. But your mortgage will continue to run until I think your mortgage matures on... kind of next November 2024.
Yeah.
So that will continue to run up until that date. The bank won't be renewing the mortgage at that time, but I just wanted to reassure you that that will continue. It's not that the bank is terminating that.
How do I pay the mortgage if I don't have a bank account?
So that is something that you can
this is outrageous.
Email the branch and you can work through kind of how that will work and making arrangements with an alternative institution.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Does this letter come with any pamphlets from the government regarding MAID?
There are no pamphlets from the government, no.
No, so the bank's not. Okay. I just didn't know if there was a partnership regarding medical assistance and dying or anything, but all right, that's it.
Not that I'm aware of. Okay. Well, thank you, Jeremy, for the time and for talking it through.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay. So, you know, look, not only is this guy a veteran, he's a truther, and he does sometimes push the limits, but so do I. And my bank's not canceling me, and many other people's banks who are speaking out aren't being canceled, obviously. And this man was labeled as being part of the head of Diagonalon, which is this fake group they invented in one of his live streams. It was just stupidity. And the world governments are actually all terrified of this Diagonalon and all this other crap. So they're trying to do what they did with COVID. They took a basic flu and they made it into this big, big, huge thing, right? So they did that with Jeremy. And now, after being arrested in July, now his bank is bailing on him. It's just one thing after another, and these banks need to be held accountable. Okay, so be vigilant. Keep an eye on your bank account. Make sure everything's on the up and up with your bank. Or if you bank with the Bank of America, then make sure that you keep an eye on your account, simply because I believe they are stealing money. But I really do wonder if it's through PayPal or some shit like that, because anything you say that they don't like, they can take $1,500 out of your account. It's right in the rules and regulations. This is why I don't have a PayPal account. I will not submit to leftist censorship. So anyway, just a note to Worthy, keep an eye on your bank. Thanks to all my subscribers, new subscribers, and viewers. Have a great day.